I'm AJ Bianco from Podcast PD, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows in the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome back to the Education Connection. I'm Robin Wilson, your host, and today I'm going to be talking about one of the most important lifelines for teachers that you are going to need. And it's really good to start thinking about this at the beginning of the year. It's your drumroll subplans for the year. My first subplans of the year are, it seems like it just takes me forever. I think I worked on subplans last night for a couple hours. I don't know, maybe I'm too detailed, but a lot of times, even after I get back, after I've been out and I check my subplans, there's things that I've left out. So my subplans are usually back to back about 6 pages because I literally put every detail when the kids are coming in. This is what you say. They need to put their red folders and their backpacks away. Then they need to all be getting on their computer and you can pass out right ways. Like very, very, very detailed of every step that I make throughout the day. One thing I did different this year, actually, I hand wrote this out a few years ago, but this year I did differently. I typed a separate, it's a 3-sheet page, and I'm going to be able to keep it all year. I'm probably going to get it laminated. It's for the sub, it'll be for the sub, but it is my classroom management. It's how to get on YouTube, how to get into our foundations program on the computer, how to get announcements up, like very detailed, click here, then click here, then click here. And that is separate from my subplans. I put that in my subplans before, but I liked having a separate, and then I'm going to probably laminate it and just always put it in front of the subplans. And then my day starts. And what I do is like, if I put open document camera, see directions on, you know, the tech sheet, it's kind of what I did in my subplans. But if you've ever woken up sick, or usually, I don't know, I've been just really lucky in the last, ever since I've been teaching, that even if I've gotten up really, really sick with fever, vomiting through the night, you know, I can start around 5 o'clock in the morning and get some subplans thrown together and email them to the secretary or to my teaching partner, which is, she's amazing. They're both amazing. And they'll print them off and put them out for the sub. So it's really important to go ahead and kind of get that going early in the year so that you are ready to go. Something else I do is I have extra activities plans that we can do. And I'm going to get more in detail, but just these are just things rolling off the top of my head. And I set those right now to the side. I was thinking today, I want to dig in my closet and see if I have like a basket or something and call it the sub tub. So I'm sure you've heard that. There are actually sub tub things you can print off of TPT and stuff. I don't have anything like that in my store, so it might be something I need to look into. But I did print off some activities worksheets, and then I pulled probably like 10 extra books. They will not need 10 books, but that's what they can choose from. But if you have a last minute of emergency, you know, I mean, God forbid something happened in the middle of the night and we are not even capable of making sub plans. That's why I think I want to do a sub tub and then just do an outline of our day, and then they can fill it in with things in the sub tub just ready to go. I'm also very lucky because our actual school sub was my aide last year. And so if something like that were to happen, they could probably put her in there and she would be able to just take off and do it without many plans. However, there have been years that I didn't have that luxury, and I'm always a little kind of worried. So it's just good to have a backup ready to go. A solid set of sub plans not only helps your substitute teacher succeed, but also keeps your students on track and your classroom running smoothly. And I like to do kind of keep things the way we do it. However, I do some a little bit different when I'm having a sub. For example, I'm actually going to be out tomorrow. I've got a doctor's appointment, and then I've got some things that I need to take care of as well afterwards. And so that's what I've been working on. So I thought, wow, that's a really good thing we need to talk about. You need to be thinking about your sub plans. If you're in the classroom, public school, private school, homeschool, I don't know, not so much, but maybe if your kids are old enough, they could follow along if you left some things if you were to get sick. So that could be helpful for you as well. So here's a big tip. Never assume your substitute knows the routines of your room. Actually, don't even assume that a sub has ever even subbed before. And one of the reasons I'm so particular with such detail is I actually was a substitute teacher before I started school. And then while I was going through school, I subbed in between my classes, like if I had Tuesday, Thursdays off, just it changed up every semester. And then if they called me in and I had to study for a test or something, I just let them know I couldn't come in. That's back in the day where they would call you at 5 o'clock in the morning and ask if you could sub. And I was getting calls when I could sub every day, almost every day. And then when I went back to school to be a teacher, I was getting calls and having to turn them down if I had classes. So, I have subbed before. So I know what it is to walk into a room with absolutely no plans. The teacher was sick. I've had plans very detailed, which is much appreciated. And then I've also had plans that were on sticky notes all over the desk, like 50 different sticky notes. And a little confusing, a little hard to follow, but so having sub plans is important. And listen, no judgment. If someone's sick and they can't do the sub plans, that's kind of why I'm having this podcast tonight. Like, let's prepare so that we can get a sub tub ready to go in the event of a last minute emergency. Some subs are experienced retired teachers, and so they might want to come in and do their own thing, and I'm actually okay with that. If I know who is subbing for me and it happens to be a retired teacher that has taught many years, I actually say, I left plans for you, but you do what you want to do. You want to do a different book. You want to bring something. And if they know that a few days ahead of time, they can make their own plans too. That's nice. But there may be somebody that, you know, didn't have a job and needed a job, and they signed up to be a sub, and you might be one of the first few rooms they walked into. They don't even know at all anything, and so that's why it's so important to have those detailed plans. Oh, and I want to flip this around. If you are a sub, get you a sub basket or bag, you know, like you have Vera Bradley bag or Walmart bag, some sort of bag that you can bring activities just in case you walk into that classroom where that teacher has had an emergency. You know, I've worried about on the way to school, what would happen at 7:15 if I had an accident, a car wreck, and I was safe and all that, but you know, you have to wait for the police to come. And I wasn't planning on being out that day, but sometimes it takes an hour or two to get all the police reports done, get everything wrapped up, and get to school. So I've thought about that. That, thank you, Jesus, knock on wood, that has never happened to me. But man, let's get prepared. I'm talking to myself, actually. So you're going to write your plans as if the person has never stepped into your classroom or a classroom. Spell out everything, how the morning starts, how you take attendance, where the bathroom passes are, even how to quiet the class. The clearer you are, the calmer the day will go. So you're going to give step-by-step lesson instructions. It's so funny because as I'm talking to you right now, I remember something I left out of my plans and I'm already back home. I forgot to tell them to call the office with who is absent. And so I might just text my assistant. Okay, guys, this is real life right here. I'm going to write that down so that I don't forget that. Okay. All right, back to it. So we're going to leave very clear step-by-step instructions for each subject, what materials to use. And I actually like to bring all the materials from the classroom and stack it up on my desk. This is what I saw when I was actually subbing. I would come in and the sub plans, the paper plans would be on top, and then underneath it, there'd be a little sticky tab that would say 8. So in the plans, it would say 8:30, read the book, page 57, and then the title of the book. I did that tonight, and then the book is right under there. That's, and on the side, on a with a tab sticking out of the correct page, I would have 8:30. So that they could match the book with the time. And then right underneath it, I've got the next workbook with the time in the tab of the page that they're going to open. And then the next book is the time with the tab in the page that they're going to open. But they can actually correspond that with the sub plans. Yes, it takes a lot of time. But I think because of being a sub and going through that, oh my goodness, it just makes your day run easier. If there are materials that you can't place on your desk, maybe there's some blocks or something, and you don't want to fill up the whole, I have actually put the blocks on my desk before. I don't have blocks for tomorrow, because I want to be out tomorrow. I think I already said that. But I will say, those are located on the back wall. So how to transition between activities, my classroom management strategies, all of that, how to wrap up the lesson, end of day, where to go, who rides the bus, all of those little details I try to include. So I literally go through the day in my brain and type it all out. And so you're going to give your sub some tools to help with the management. If you use a bell, clapping pattern, call to response, write that down, leave seating charts, highlight helpers, students who can be trusted. So students who have the jobs that will go out through your day, I have all that in my plans for tomorrow. And then I think I've already talked about this, so I'm just going to breeze through it. Extra things that you always leave. One time I was out and my assistant kind of ran the classroom and she said, "You're not going to believe it, but we could not get into the computer. It couldn't get logged on to the computer very first thing in the morning." And I was like, "Oh my goodness, because you should have called me. I could have helped. I could have come in." "No, we didn't want to bother you. We just found other things to do." So tomorrow morning, if that were to happen and they called me, I could come in quickly or I could send the directions on how to do that. These are some things you can leave if technology doesn't work and maybe you're out of town. Maybe you're on vacation or something. Coloring sheets, puzzles, read aloud books, writing prompts, math games that you can pull. That way, if the sub has extra time also, if they get all the things that you've left done and there's some extra time, they have meaningful activities ready to go instead of scrambling. We live in the day of the computer age too. So there are computer games that I will sometimes say they can get on this particular program or this, if you have extra time. So that helps. Communication for emergencies, clear instructions about who your sub can call or ask for help, whether that's the teacher next door or an aide or the front office. Know who their lifeline is makes a big difference. And so I leave that. I tell them you can go next door and I give the teacher's name and they can help you with that. So, and finally, leave a thank you note, just a quick sticky note or a sentence says, "Thank you for being here today." I like to actually put that in the very top of my sub plans. Just, "I appreciate you." It sets a positive tone for your substitute and models kindness too for your students. So in closing, to recap, write your sub plans like they've never been in your classroom, a classroom at all. Provide step-by-step instructions, include management tools, leave extras, give them a clear support system. With just a little preparation, you can rest easy knowing your classroom will run smoothly in your absence. And it is true what they say. It takes longer almost to do sub plans than it does to just go in. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, and I didn't want to cancel it because sometimes it takes, you know how it is with your doctor. Sometimes it takes a couple months to get in again. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and do this. I think I told you guys last week, I also got a used car recently. I'm so excited. It's new to me. And I need to go get the license plates renewed on. So I have that kind of stuff. to do tomorrow as well. So I want to run around and kind of get that stuff done as well. So with the preparation, you can rest easy knowing your classroom will run smoothly in your absence. Can I also be real? There's been times I've gone in sick because I didn't feel like I had the energy. Isn't that funny? Like, I'd rather go in sick than spend all the time writing the plans, because it takes less mental energy to just do the job than it does to write all those details and get all those materials gathered. It really does. Like, it just seems insane to me, but it really does. I told my husband last night when I was typing up my plans, and it's the beginning of the year, so I couldn't just take last year's plans and tweak them, because that's a hack. Once you get those beginning of the years, then you can just go back into your Google Drive, open the same sub-plans, change the date, and then change the book. You know, you can kind of keep things sort of the same, so it doesn't take as much. But that first time, we're at the beginning of the year, so our routines are so different than they are at the end of the year. But I told him, I sometimes wish I had a job that I could just call in and say, I'm not coming in today, and they will be like, okay, no worries. We'll just let everybody know that you'll call them back tomorrow if you get any calls or anything. You know, you're just not here. And so that's all there is to it. And that's not the way it is with teaching. Yes, I love to teach. Yes, I chose to do the job. Yes. No, I did not realize so much the paperwork on this one, but I still wouldn't trade teaching. I love teaching, but it is true what teachers say about the workload of doing subplans. It's a lot. So there is that. So if you've enjoyed, first of all, thanks for tuning in to the Education Connection. And if you've enjoyed today's episode, share it with a fellow teacher. And, you know, everyone can use a little peace of mind. Some of those hacks, the sub hacks, the plans that we do, and how important it is to, if you've never subbed, then you don't really know how important it is for all those tiny details. I'm just going to get me ready for this year. And I think I'm going to get a sub basket, or I'm going to work on that. That's going to be my goal this week. I did sub plans for tomorrow, but I want to get something that is kind of universal, that is green, that evergreen, I guess I want to say, so that it just stays somewhere in my room. If something were to happen, somebody could just pull out and they have the way I've ran the class before, and just pop in the different activities along that I have in the sub tub. So, all right. Well, if you enjoyed these hacks and you want to get your sub tub filled, join with me. Let's do that this week. And if this has helped you at all, please share this with someone. And until next time, keep leading with love and intention. Bye. Love you all.